The Wilbriety Journey of Forgiveness began from an Oregon boarding school earlier this month. It'll cross 20 states before arriving in Washington, D.C. in late June. There, participants will present a petition for a formal apology from President Obama. They say the U.S. government took Indian children from their homes, put them into boarding schools where staff forced them to assimilate into white culture, and often beat and coerced students for practicing their language and traditions. Don Coyas is a member of Wisconsin's Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohicans and director of Colorado-based White Bison Incorporated, which is staging the event. He says whether or not they get their presidential apology, participants will still forgive the government.
The act of forgiveness for us will alter the teen suicide, the violence, and those things that's going on in our communities. Break this cycle of addiction that has been in our tribes for so many years.
The caravan of buses will go through Wisconsin next month, including the Lac du Flambeau Reservation. Kelly Jackson is the tribe's historic preservation officer. She says they'll arrive right when a major restoration effort begins of a boys' dormitory from the boarding school era.
It's a living, breathing kind of tribute to our relatives who have gone through the boarding school, but it also is a tribute to enhancing access to language programs and traditional activities that have somewhat disappeared over time.
Jackson says tribal members are split on how beneficial the Indian boarding schools were, and that discussion will be important as they restore the dormitory. Organizers say there are nearly 500 people in the caravan, and more may join along the way. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.